leaves have fallen.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from John Mayer, Deluxe, and Valley Queen. Today's reissue song is from John Fogerty off his classic album Center Field. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Eliza and the Bear. I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Girl in Red. I found this band because I follow another band. They're called Leaves on SoundCloud. Leaves reposted a track from Girl in Red a couple days ago, and I was curious about Girl in Red as a band, and I checked out their SoundCloud page, and I discovered this cover of a tune called Talia, which was originally done by King Princess, which came out just in April of this year and sounds so completely different than the cover, which is what drew me to it. So, Girl in Red doesn't have a great deal of information about herself online. Her name is Marie Olven. She is from Norway. She's 19. She makes music in her bedroom. She is unsigned, indie, lo-fi, bedroom pop singer-songwriter, and I am smitten with this young artist. She is amazing. I dug deep into her SoundCloud page and saw that she uploaded her first song 3 years ago when she was only 16, but she really started dropping singles about a year ago. Now I am, you know, I've been downloading a couple of tracks from her. Obviously, I'm spouting off now, which is wonderful because she's that good, and I'm going to follow her now. Anyway, so new music from Girl in Red on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Deluxe here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. We're smack dab in the middle of the new release show. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Kind of sweltery. It's going to be warm. Feels good, though. Deluxe. Well, they are back with a three-song single, which makes no sense to me. It's a three-song single. It just seems wrong. Anyway, it's called More Disco Covers About Love, which is a play on their just-released full-length album, More Disco Songs About Love, that came out earlier this year. The single has two covers and a remix of Cause for Concern. I chose the cover of Spoon's Do You. Changing musical direction with a tune from Wild. And this is WILD, all capitals. They're an unsigned, mixed-gendered indie neo-folk trio based in Los Angeles, California. They are Lauren Louise, Zach Deitano, and Tyler Thompson. They've been releasing a series of singles for the past 2.5 years, with the latest being simply titled and appropriately titled Summer. New music from Wild here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Sunshine, free of my mind, with no other. The stars in your eyes, I see the whole skylight. Oh, 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 and it feels like.
That was the latest material from Sea Waves here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to, of course, music you might otherwise miss. Sea Waves is a self-described, quote, dream pop slash indie-tronica duo from Manchester, England, comprising of Cy Van Brussel and Daniel Benjamin, who united through analogous life experiences at the end of 2012. Paralleled with mutual appreciation of the emotional perceptions obtained within dreams and reflecting those same feelings in both audio and visual form, unquote. I just got a kick out of it. Anyway, these twosome are absolutely blowing up in Europe. I can just feel that European club sound to that song that I picked there from them. That is called Age of Aries, and it came out on July 13th.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Next up is a new one from the Golden Age of TV, which is an interesting but cumbersome name. They are a self-described indie art rock quintet from Leeds, England. They're a mixed-gender five-piece and fronted by B. Fletcher, supported by Ryan Bird, Andrew Edwards, Sam Carty, and Josh Ketch. I first found them this January when the band released only their third single, Beast, which is a Dynamite track. Well, they have returned with another single. This one is called Television. It dropped June 27th. New music from the Golden Age of TV here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You could give them all you had.
Nation.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Eliza the Bear right after the latest here from John Mayer. New music from John Mayer here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. John Mayer, he's back with this recently released single called New Light. It's a really nice song, and an interesting part of the track is the bridge. John came into possession of a guitar owned by Prince, and he just liked it so much that he inserted it into that track at the bridge. And if you get another chance to listen to it, you'll be able to pick it up there. I mean, it's definitely that sound. Really quite the homage. A nice touch, fitting tribute to Prince from John Mayer. Well, it is time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Eliza and the Bear. Eliza and the Bear, which is a great name, is a five-piece alt-pop band based in London. I first ran across them in the latter part of 2013 when they were releasing a series of singles like Up the North, Southern Wild, and It Gets Cold. They did release a full-length album later on, which included all those tracks. For 2018, Eliza and the Bear have a new album coming out. It's called Group Therapy, and it's expected to be released on October 5th. To drum up some attention, they released this single, First Aid, which came out as a standalone single in July 13th. So this is Eliza and the Bear. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I've been driving, but I'm running out of road. I've been climbing, but I'm almost out of rope. Carrying the world, now I can barely cope. Body's broken, won't you help me take the load I placed upon myself?
I need you.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Eliza and the Bear with Friends, which came out in 2013 as a standalone single and was also included in their self-titled debut full-length album. Hey, if you want to listen or if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it already this morning at my website at tksmusic.com. While you're there, you can also take a look at some videos. And I've also just posted a song that's on today's show that can be downloaded. That's coming up your way shortly. Get an idea of whether or not you want it. But that's there for you. Well, an email function, you want to send me a note, a suggestion, a request, it's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. All right, keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from John Fogerty. The album that has been re-released is Centerfield, and originally came out in 1985. Centerfield was the third solo album and his first album in 9 years. It spawned the hit singles like The Old Man Down the Road, Rock and Roll Girls, and the title track, which is what you're going to hear right now. So this is John Fogerty with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Man,
91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio, Tufts University. TK spinning here, the latest for you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two songs, that was two from Jerry Williams. Jerry Williams is an unsigned indie pop singer-songwriter with kind of an old country lean to her and is out of Portsmouth in the UK. The new single is called Left and Right. It was co-written by Jerry with Newton Faulkner, who I like very much, and his brother Toby, who I don't know, back in 2014, and was part of their top live tracks in Jerry's set ever since. Jerry picked producer Luke Smith from, he's done work with Crystal Fighters and Foles, to make this recorded, or make this into a recorded version. The single hit the stores on June 15th. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from the Belafontes. The Belafontes are an unsigned indie new pop surf rock trio from Melbourne, Australia. They're fronted by Jess Belafonte, and supported by Paul and Joel Belafonte. I don't think they are all related. I just think it's more like a Ramones concept where they all just adopt the same last name. The song I have to share with you this morning is a high-energy, surf-sounding, fun rocker, and it's called Where the City Meets the Sea. It's been self-released as a single and is available for free download, as I mentioned earlier. And I provided you that link at my website, which is tksmusic.com. See if you like it. New music from the Belafontes here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from She's So Rad here on 91.5 WMFO. Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. She's So Rad, which is a wonderful name for a band, is a self-described, quote, lo-fi indie rock shoegaze, unquote, band fronted by Jeremy Toy and Anji Sami. They're based in Auckland, New Zealand. Thus far, the band has released several singles and one EP, and I was listening to their older material, and they had more of kind of an electronica slash synthesizer feel to it. With the release of their latest single, You and I, the duo decided to make a little bit, I guess, a turn towards pop, which is kind of a nice change. Next up is a tune from Queen Valley. Queen Valley is a mixed-gendered, rock-edged four-piece out of Los Angeles, California. They've just released their debut full-length album, Supergiant, on July 13th on Roll Call Records, which is how I found them. It can be a bit edgy, kind of a rock noise-wise, but I had walked away from the computer and the song Silver Tongue was still playing, and while I was doing another task, it just kept growing on me, so I thought I'd share it with you. Here we have new music from Valley Queen here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Let me slip in one more from Gene, and that's spelled J-E-E-N. It's really Cookie Duster with Brendan Canning of Broken Social Scene. She released two solo records, and her music has been featured in many TV/movies and national ad campaigns. She's from Canada, just in case you didn't know. She just released this single, Any Moment, which came out on the 15th of July. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from the Psychedelic Furs, Jane's Addiction.